Welcome to Randomania! This is a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match at random, and then we talk about it, and we record it, and we rate it, and we you subscribe, and you listen, and you love it. My name is Brad. I'm chilling in Nashville, and we're doing the show here, and I'm joining me this week is... Well, we run out of brother tag teams, so now we're going with Wrestling Brothers. The Macho Man Randy Savage to my leaping Lenny Poffo is my brother Matt.
Yeah, I'm glad you made me Randy Savage so you could be the genius.
Because you're older. He's older, right?
I don't know. I'm not really sure who's older between the two. I'll be completely honest with you. Yeah. I always thought that Lenny Poffo might be older than Randy Savage.
Mm. Okay.
But who gives a shit? I am, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, you got the, I got the Frisbees and you got the, you know, everything else. The
everything
Hall
else.
Of Fame career.
The fame, the talent. The money, Miss Elizabeth.
Although, if you ever hear Lenny Poffo do a Randy Savage impression, it's obviously the best Randy Savage impression.
Right, it sounds better than Randy Savage. It's pretty crazy. Hey, it's good to see your face and hear your voice as always. We're actually having a back-to-back weeks of recording here. It's a miracle.
Well, we're excited to record because we've got a good match, isn't that right? What match do we have?
Hey, we got number 152 overall to the WrestleMania matches, and it was from WrestleMania 15. The Big Red Machine, Kane, taking on Triple H.
That's right. Now, I recall last week, I wasn't sure.
I was wrong.
Yeah, you were wrong, because I said babyface Triple H, and you were like, no, he was in the corporation. You were a couple hours wrong.
less than a couple hours, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was wrong. Kane is the heel, and Triple H still Degeneration X going into the match. So, yeah, I was wrong. Sorry.
Fun thing about this match now is it ties into current storylines as, well, maybe a little bit past now, but these guys have been together on screen for, like, the last, like, 2 years. And so you
Isn't
go
it off, weird?
Yeah. And so it's fun that we get this match, I guess, because we've seen these guys on TV all the time now.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that Kane is in the corporation, and what was he for, like, the last couple of years but corporate Kane?
Right. And,
so he's Corporation Kane in this one, and Corporate Kane, you know, recently.
Right. So he gets.
Survivor Series 2015 was last night, and both Kane and Triple H were both on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great, and it's they're what, like, two of four people that are still, like, regularly around. It was like Big Show, them two, and
Taker.
What? Oh, Taker, but I mean regularly. I mean, like, pretty much those three, isn't it?
Yeah, really. Kind of that's it. Some other guys have been agents or backstage or left and came back.
Yeah, I mean, only you get Michael Cole still, but...
And Jerry Lawler. But, I mean, other than those, but, like, yeah, think about it. Big Show, Taker, Triple H, Kane, kind of the only performers, in-ring performers.
Yep, and, yeah, so anyway, get to the actual match and the reason that it came about. Did you happen to figure that out? I did.
Yeah, it kind of revolved around China to an extent. China, well, Kane had joined the corporation. Mm-hmm. Then China supposedly turned on DX to join the corporation and turning on Degeneration X and Triple H. Mm-hmm. And then kind of Kane got a little befriending thing going on where she kind of befriended Kane and got some help from him.
Well, yeah, you can glean all that from the promos and from the talking and all that, but to break it down, if you will, how it actually went, there was an I Quit match back in January on Raw between The Rock and Triple H, and Kane was going to chokeslam China, unless Triple H said I quit, and so Triple H quit to save China, and then China turned on Triple H and joined the corporation.
Ooh. So that must have been after the Royal Rumble 1999, because okay. China was a babyface at the Rumble.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess so. Yeah, it was in January, so it probably was after the Rumble. So that's how that happened. Then there was a fireball to China's face.
Yeah, like he was trying to hit Triple H with it. Kane was.
Yeah.
But Triple H moved, and he hit China.
Yeah, which got superficial burns to her retina, apparently.
Yeah, that's okay, but yeah, apparently that's what the storyline was. And then you got to see what the fuck I was talking about with the Goldust thing.
Yeah, which I still didn't remember until I saw it. I was like, huh, still don't remember that.
It was pretty sweet, because I remember it was supposed to be Kane versus Goldust on Raw. And they came out, he did all the Goldust stuff. He was doing all the mannerisms. And you would think it was Goldust. And then it wasn't.
That's right.
It was Triple H.
He shot a flamethrower in his face.
Yeah, you won't see that nowadays.
He gave him superficial burns to the exposed areas of his skin.
Thanks, Michael Cole.
That's right. So, where was JR during this? Was he having Bell's palsy again?
He had the Bell's palsy thing a couple months before this. I believe it was November or December. So he was pretty not great. He actually calls the main event. He actually does call the Rock Austin match.
Okay. All right. So. I forgot about that. One thing I noticed that I remember, because we're digging deep, this is smack dab the heart of the Attitude Era. And I noticed just reading some of the backstory, watching the match, thinking about the era, just how much more shit was going on in general.
Oh, there was a storyline with everything and everybody.
Yeah. And it wasn't just a couple guys having a match for whatever reason. Like, that seems to happen all the time now. And, like, four guys have storylines where, like, everybody has something going on.
Yeah, I don't know how else to say it. Even the match before this is, like, a four-way. And that all those guys have storylines with each other.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Every one of them. Even the girls and the freaking Blue Meanie had storylines with that match. So, like, Ryan cut into this one. That's what I'm saying. So, like, you cut to this one, and it's just... for the match itself, it wasn't a whole lot to it, but the build-up and what happened after made this match pretty goddamn integral.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I guess we get to, because we saw all the pre-match packages, and then Kane comes out, right?
Kane does come out. So the Kane music that I dig, where it goes dark for like 10 seconds before his music even hits, you get the classic Kane music.
When that fire pyro hits as he's walking out, it's like a flashbang. It's like ridiculous.
Yeah, not like you see everyone jump.
Yeah, and it's very bright. And so, yeah, he's approaching the ring. He looks like a monster because he just looks so big then. And then he gets attacked from behind by the San Diego Chicken.
Riddle me this. Why is the San Diego Chicken in Philadelphia?
Don't know.
must be for this reason. Because the damn chicken attacked Kane, Brad.
Yes.
The chicken. Who was in the chicken costume? Who would do that? Who would do such a thing?
Well, Kane ripped off the chicken's head. It was Pete Rose.
Pete fucking Rose. That's a callback from WrestleMania the year before where Pete Rose got tombstoned by Kane.
Because he was giving shit to the Boston fans. And it was pretty Boston, funny.
Boston, city of losers.
I left two tickets for Bill Buckner, but he couldn't bend over to pick them up. How about it?
So, and then Kane came over for his match and tombstoned Pete Rose. So Pete Rose tried to get some... revenge on Kane this year and tried to attack him wearing the San Diego Chicken costume. And then just got chokeslammed, or not chokeslammed, but tombstoned again. So
here's a question. Why wasn't it the Philly Fanatic? They're in Philadelphia.
Maybe they wouldn't let him use it.
I guess. And maybe it's hard to tombstone a Philly Fanatic. Let's just think about that logically.
That thing's a little pretty round.
It's pretty round. So, yeah, it was a bit of, like, serious. We're serious. His Kane is serious. He shows no emotion. There's a very serious match with both, like, fire and emotion. And then there's the Pete Rose sideshow, which I thought was a little bit weird, but entertaining.
And I kind of forgot about until watching this, by the way.
Okay. I didn't forget.
I forgot that it happened, but as soon as it happened, I was like, oh. Fucking God damn it. Yeah. That's right. This is on here. That's right. And then... If you remember correctly, spoiler alert, he does it again the next year.
Yes, he does.
Okay, so yes, we'll get to that at some point, hopefully. But yeah, sure, then Pete Rose gets helped to the back, and Triple H's DX music hit, and at that moment I realized, at first I was like, maybe I wasn't wrong. Maybe he's still kind of babyfacey. I don't really know. And then DX music hit, and I was like, yep, and I wrote down the words, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm. You was wrong. So yeah, he comes
and
up.
Triple H came out of the crowd.
That's right, because they hit the music and he wasn't coming out. Yeah, and then he jumped Kane from behind with a massive low blow.
Yeah, kind of mean. It was good. I think he actually hit him balls that time.
Yeah, I think he hit him for real that time.
I think he hit him for real. And then they proceeded to punch each other and kick each other and do a couple of cool things.
Punch each other and kick each other and do a couple of cool things. The one spot earlier in the match, they're outside the ring and Triple H throws him into the steps. He freaking goes head first in the stairs.
It looked like it fucking hurt.
Yeah, it did.
Like, he did not go, like, back first like they do now. Like, he dove right into that damn thing.
It looked like an uncontrolled head first dive into steel steps. So.
Yeah, Kane looked like he got smucked pretty good there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more fighting. They fight through the inside and back to the outside. Then you see Triple H get crotched over the barricade right in front of the Mean Street Posse who's sitting in the front row.
That's right. The Mean Street Posse got front row seats, which was great. Which you think is weird because those go for a lot of money, and they would give like 7 of them away to change friends for a storyline. I don't know.
Well, a couple of them got involved later on.
Well, I know, but still, why? I mean, yeah. Those are because it's a high priced ticket. It doesn't seem like WWE to turn down that money, but anyway.
Here's the thing you don't know. They pretty much give the first couple rows at WrestleMania still. So when everybody's match comes down, their family and friends come down, and then they rotate them out throughout the event.
That's true, yeah.
So they do it anyway.
That's true.
I mean, listen to all those podcasts, and like, if they're with current wrestlers, and they're always talking about how the family got to come down and watch.
Yeah. It's true. So
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Shouldn't really care about it. I don't care, right. But...
hey, did you just notice who the referee was?
Yes, Teddy Long.
Teddy Long!
What the fuck are you doing, Teddy Long? Over and over again.
He's a bad referee, which is probably why they had him not be a referee and turned him into like a general manager like 2 years later.
There was one point in particular where both guys went tumbling out of the ring. Or no, Kane, that was when Kane jumped over the top, maybe? One of the two.
Yeah, he did a weird Kane plancha thing.
Yeah, and Teddy Long jumps out of the ring, too. Instead of staying in the ring and counting for the count, like he's supposed to. He just jumped out of the ring and stood there like, I was like, what are you doing? Count him.
Well, I'll have some complaints about the refereeing in a little bit here myself.
So will I, as the Teddy Long sucks continues.
Yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny that Teddy Long was there, who we've had previously in the Team Teddy versus Team Johnny match.
That's right. He was the manager of SmackDown, solid, I don't know, 12 years, 13 years later. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fun thing too, when they mentioned about, when they talk about Pete Rose, they're like, how long is Pete Rose going to keep this up? WrestleMania 30? WrestleMania
30? I heard like, that too.
WrestleMania 30 was like 2 years ago, and they were trying to make a point that it was a long time away.
Long time away, I know. At that point, I was like, God damn, I feel old.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah, there's that big Kane plancha where he just jumps over the top rope and just jumps on Triple H.
Yeah, and then there was something right after that too. Well, then, yeah, he throws him back in the ring and goes up to the top rope, but Triple H pulls him off.
Yeah, that was a big bump, too. That's two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
There's two big... I mean, Triple H gets thrown over the top rope early, too, and just takes a big spell. Then later on, takes that back body drop when the steps are involved. Like, from the steps, like...
Yeah.
You don't see Triple H taking those bumps and like any time after this anymore.
Yeah, for sure. It was pretty good thud when he landed. It really helps to watch these matches with headphones, by the way, because you really get a feel and you get to hear the...
For the thud?
Yeah, for the thud, and you get to hear him call spots, and it's great.
And Triple H is notoriously loud.
Yeah, he was laying on the ground, like, saying... I rewound it to try and hear him. He's like... Blah, 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 like, looking at him, and I was like, stop.
At least use your... Like, cover up with your hair or something. Goddamn, that's why you have long hair. Yeah, Jesus.
Roll over.
Right? Get the patented knees from Triple H, which I always thought were cool. Especially that big running high knee, which like the big...
Yeah, he did the...
Wrestling 2 knee.
The guy drops down for a back body drop, and he picks him up and drops him on the knee. And then he did the running knee thing, which, yeah, classic Triple H moves.
You're totally green right now again.
You're green. Well, I'm green because... I bet I'm green. I bet you're green because I'm green. Like, the reflection makes you look green.
You're seriously green right now.
Yeah, I can tell, because you're green because of me. I can see it in your glasses.
Oh. Anyway. Fucking China comes out. Not only this half of you is green. So China comes out. Hey, we're good. Okay. China comes out looking all China-y.
Mm-hmm.
I hate China. I think she sucks and is fucking waste of skin. But yeah. She comes out to then supposedly help Kane. She's going to come help Kane. She throws some steel steps in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Which then get fucking used.
Right. Kane picks them up, and then Triple H kicks him in the face with them, which right there is the end of the match. Disqualification.
Well, I can understand that being because he defended himself, right? So Kane came at him with the steps, and he kicked him away. So I was like, okay.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah.
But then he does a fucking drop toe hold out of the goddamn steps.
Yep.
He used them as a weapon. Disqualification, Teddy Long. Yep. God damn it.
Kane wins. It's over. You can't do that. But I don't know. What do I know?
And then China gets a chair.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just like gonna just get in the ring.
Yeah, and she's like, I wanna have a, I'm gonna get him.
I'm gonna let me hit him. But Teddy Long's not stopping her.
Right.
He's like, sure, come out in the ring. Fucking interfere.
Yeah.
Horrible referee.
Or just like being like, please don't do that.
Please don't do that.
Well, I hope and then, don't do that. That's how I used to use security, by the way, when I was in security. That's how I did everything, was please don't let this actually be happening. I'm not going to do anything about it. But anyway.
I still do that to this day.
So I guess I sympathize with Teddy Long.
The difference now is that like someone's messed up. I was like, oh, you, go take care of them. And I'll stay back here and critique how you do it and say you did a good job even though you totally fucked it up.
There you go.
That's how my job is every day. Good job. I'm like, you guys are horrible, but good job because I don't want to do it myself, so I'll just tell you good job so I don't have to fire you. Yeah, then fucking China hits Kane in the back with a chair, and there's our disqualification.
Yeah, then you finally get the DQ for the outside interference and the weapon. I guess you got to have two.
You totally got robot-y.
Well, they probably heard me.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you said. So here's what I was going to say. So China hits him with a chair, and then Triple H hits him with a chair, and then hits him in the head with a chair.
Yeah, he crushes his skull with the chair, which is sort of satisfying because you never see it anymore. But even though I know you can't hit people in the head with chairs anymore because it's really not a good idea for people's brains.
Yeah, legitimately, it's probably something they shouldn't have done ever.
But since this was 16 years ago or whatever, and all parties involved turned out okay, kind of nice to see someone get their skull crushed with a chair.
Yeah. And if it has to be anybody,
better be that libertarian asshole Kane.
He's a libertarian, totally 100%. Yeah. Then we get a pedigree on the chair from Triple H too, and Triple H and China hug it out because they're reunited, and the DX
crowd
music
goes,
plays,
crowd
and
goes
everybody's
wild.
So
DX is,
happy.
It seems like DX is back together, is what Michael Cole says.
So cut to like an hour later, spoiler alert, in case we ever get the X-Pac Shane McMahon match from WrestleMania 15.
Which I hope we do, because every Shane McMahon match is awesome.
Right, and we haven't had one yet, and there aren't very many of them at WrestleMania. But anyway, so this whole thing is a fucking work, because...
Yeah, we did.
Is it the only one? Dude. Oh, fuck, we did!
Like the best Shane match.
Yeah, I gave it a goddamn 5 HBKs, for Christ's sake. I should have. Goddamn. Fuck. Well, anyway. It's all a sham because Triple H and China turn on X-Pac and turn heel. And then essentially Kane is now the babyface too because he's like got turned on by the other two.
Yeah, now you'd be sympathetic towards Kane because these assholes tricked him.
Right. So like cut to an hour later and it makes sense why China goes back with Triple H because then they turn. And then we get the whole My Time Triple H thing. Mm-hmm. Like
then
the next night on Raw.
Gets rid of the pants and starts wearing the trunks.
Yep.
Wets
his hair down.
Gets into the WWE. Yeah, wets his hair down, thankfully. I noticed how his hair was way too dry in this match.
Real fluffy.
Yeah, it's kind of just flowing all over. He needs to dump a bottle of water over his damn head.
Right? And then spit some of it.
Yes, he needs to spit some water. Yeah. I don't know what to do if he's not spitting water. I don't get it.
Yeah, it's my time. It's my time.
Yeah, then he got into the world title picture, and he ended up winning the world title in August off Mick Foley on Raw the night after SummerSlam, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. Somewhere right around there.
Was his first world title victory.
So even though I was wrong,
you were close.
Not that wrong.
That's what I'm saying. You were only wrong by like a couple hours.
Right, so I was totally kind of right. Because I'm like, I'm pretty sure after that Mania, it was fucking heel time, and it was. So there we go. So, but anyway, Kane fucking wins by DQ.
Yeah.
We get a lot of Kane matches and a lot of there are a lot of Kane matches at WrestleMania and a lot of Triple H WrestleMania matches. And now we got the one where they're against each other.
Right. You know, I realized, too, they were playing up all this 25 years of Undertaker over for Survivor Series. And you realize that we're in the 18th year of Kane as well. There were only like...
He's seven.
There were only like 7 years, less than 6 years, I guess, where there was Undertaker with no Kane. And it's weird to think about it that way because you think Undertaker was around for so long before Kane came around.
We got 20 years of Triple H.
Yeah, absolutely. He came in 95.
Summer 95.
So, yeah, it's been 20 years of trips as well. So,
fuck.
I mean, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you got to think Kane's kind of getting to the end of his run, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, you'd think so.
I mean, Taker too, but that's why I kind of feel like this might be like a little last hurrah for them. Like, that's why they're doing the Brothers of Destruction thing, kind of as like a let's do it one last time type deal.
Yeah, and I think that now is the time to do that if you want to do it, because you got to think they're probably going to, Taker's probably going to ride off into the sunset at WrestleMania 32.
Maybe Kane too.
If you want to revisit the Brothers of Destruction stuff, do it now when nothing else is going on.
Pretty much. I know this is not Survivor Series, Survivor Mania, or Mania Series, or whatever the fuck we'd call it, but Bray Wyatt, they should have won that match last night, I'm just saying.
Probably. Bray Wyatt kind of, the Wyatt family kind of loses all the time now. You hadn't noticed.
All the time. Yeah, they just get, they put over everybody else. But if you want to make that whole storyline happen, to make them, make that Wyatt family look important, they should have won last night. But that's neither here nor there. What do you want to rate Kane versus Triple H from WrestleMania 15?
I'm going to give more psychology on this, okay? It's okay for Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family to lose because he can go out and act like he didn't lose every night. Just like the Horseman, just like Flair used to do. He can lose and it doesn't matter because he still goes out and talks about like he's the best and he's the face of fear and he can do all this stuff. It doesn't hurt his character to lose at this point.
Especially because, yeah, he's already has sort of a delusional character already.
Exactly. So if he loses, he can just like, act like he pretends like he didn't lose.
Like it just never happened, or if it did, it doesn't matter. Just keep being crazy Bray Wyatt. I hear you. I just, you know, the dude's got to win every once in a while, right?
True, but they're dominant enough during the weekly shows that losing to Undertaker and Kane in Survivor Series doesn't really matter to me. I was just disappointed that it wasn't Braun Strowman. I guess I'm glad it wasn't Braun Strowman because he's so green. But anyways.
Yeah, we got the two guys that can actually work. I was very happy.
Yeah. But let's not
Harper. Luke Harper's on Jericho's podcast this week.
I know, I'm like halfway through it. But, yeah.
So now, can we rate this match?
Rate this match, okay. Considering the fact, you want to go first or me? I'll just go ahead.
I already know what I'm thinking. Go ahead.
Okay, I might convince you then. Considering the match was a lot of punches and kicks and throwing over the top ropes and stuff, so there wasn't a whole hell of a lot to it, I was generally entertained by the entire thing. And I think it's a product of the era, even though... it didn't really have a significance towards this particular match right here. Didn't have a whole lot of significance towards a grander storyline. The end of it and everything that came about afterwards did had more significance. But the actual this match happening, I guess, a little bit. It was a catalyst to catapult Triple H into the stratosphere. I'll say that. So that is kind of important. I'm going to give it 3. This is a 3-star WrestleMania match. 3 HBKs. Because it did have a good pace, it did feel like it was long enough, it felt like there was good action, and it told a good story. 3, maybe even 3.5. I might change it up, go 3.5 HBKs on this.
Alright. I'm giving it a 2.
Okay. A little bit down on it.
Huh?
A little more down on it than I am.
A little more down on it. Won't remember this match the next time I watch it in another 15 years. Hmm. It'll all be new to me again, just as it was this time. I remember the build-up and the fire thing more than this, and then what it led to, obviously, like I said, and we said, with Triple H turning heel and getting that big, all of a sudden, you know, the man for the next, you know, 10 years. But this match itself, if I'm not a regular wrestling fan, if my girlfriend would have watched this next to me, I think she would have been bored off her ass.
Really?
Probably. I looked at it like they didn't do a whole lot. They could have done more. I thought they went to the outside. I don't know. Too much? I don't know. It was just weird. I felt like, I don't know. You know how long the match was?
8 minutes.
Longer than that, actually. 11:35.
Okay.
So the whole clip alone that posted was just about 17 minutes. That's with the Pete Rose thing and a little pre-match package they had for it. But I don't know. I'm giving it a 2. If it was packaged with the X-Pac McMahon match with the end of that, then I could bump it because there would be more closure to that, you know, what we talked about. But I don't know. I give it a 2. I don't know.
All right, we totally disagree. I'm sticking with it. I thought it was
great. Don't agree. We don't disagree very often.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought it was fine. I thought it was great.
All right. I thought it was boring as shit. All
right.
But I'm glad we watched it. Like, I'm not disappointed that I saw it. Like, obviously, there's way worse matches than it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that it's something that I'll remember in another 15 years.
Gotcha.
Okay. Let's pick another motherfucker.
I'm looking for 136. What do you got for me?
Okay, our minimum number is always 1. Our max number is 301. If we hit 301 by some miracle, we get to pick whatever we want, our segment. Mm-hmm. God damn it, I fucked up. What'd you say you wanted?
I want 136.
How about 99? Ah, shit, I lost the button. I didn't screenshot it.
Number 99, Owen Hart versus Skinner. We did it.
Oh, fucking really?
Yep.
So if you listen to last week's last episode of Random Annie, we talked about the popcorn match from WrestleMania 8 and why the hell this match come about. Maybe someday we'll get it.
I mentioned that the 8-man tag match from WrestleMania 8 was probably the most useless match on the card, and you said, I don't know, we haven't gotten Owen Hart Skinner yet.
So from WrestleMania 8, we have Skinner versus Owen Hart, which is kind of cool because there aren't very many. I don't think this might be the only Skinner WrestleMania match. So we'll talk about Skinner for a while. Who's got awesome vignettes too, by the way, from when that guy was going to debut. I'll have to find some of that shit.
Without anything, just start posting Skinner vignettes on the Randomania Facebook page. Just like,
I'll do that
every couple hours.
Like right away when we stop, just do it now.
Yep.
Start posting a bunch of them. They're so great. Anyway, well, that's cool. Number 99, WrestleMania 8, Skinner versus Owen Hart.
Yeah.
It's a short one.
Yeah. The Rocket, Owen
That's
Hart.
Fucking funny. Yeah, The Rocket, man. All right, well, Rocket, man. Shit.
Shit, that's great. Pretty sweet.
Yeah,
fucking A. Yeah, so you can, as we mentioned, there is a Facebook page, Randomania Podcast. You can go and like it. You can tell your friends to like it. If you haven't told your friends to like it, fuck you.
Look at me.
You can also follow us on Twitter, RandomAniaPod.
Doesn't get used very often.
Or don't.
Yeah, or don't. Or you can go on Google Plus, which is used just as less than the
less goddamn... Less than the Twitter
account. So basically what we're saying is Facebook. You want to go on Facebook. Yeah. Again, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your foes. Get everybody on there.
Yeah, it's great. And download the episode again and again. I don't know why. It's not like we're getting paid for this. We just want you to listen because we have fun doing it. And we're going to do it whether you listen or not.
Yeah, and that's obvious because no one's listening and we're still fucking doing it.
Nope.
Except for Caleb. Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you, Caleb.
All right, well, let's congratulate and fire somebody and get the boog out of
it. I enjoy
the Bills play tonight, and I would like for the Bills to win tonight.
I wish... Good luck.
Fuck you, man.
I wish you the best in that.
Wish me the best in my future endeavors.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, so anyway, wow, WrestleMania 15, what an event. Congratulations to Kane on your bullshit victory at WrestleMania 15 by Disqualification.
At least we get to hear the sweet Kane music now, though.
Yeah, I gotta Google 1999
Kane.
And then, but unfortunately, Triple H...
You're gonna get a push of a lifetime and just be a champ for like 8 years... Because of this shit, and then marry the boss's daughter, but you know, besides all that, you're fired, son. It's really funny when I listen to our podcasts at work.
Yeah.
People come in the office and they're like, are you listening to your own podcast? And the joke I made was like, somebody has to listen to the fucking thing. Nobody else does.